under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, October 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Starting this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then next Friday and Saturday, October 25th, 26th, 5 days for you to be able to get your travel trailer, your motorhome, your RV winterized. Over at our sponsor, our good friend Tony and his team of people at the service department there for Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. They're located at 277 Expressway Court. It's just west of I-75, just north off of exit 282 M32 there in Gaylord. You head west of I-75 to the Walgreens, head north to Expressway Court. There's no need for an appointment. Just come on in. They line up the trailers, the travel trailers, the motorhomes. Any RV you have that needs to be winterized, $99.95. They take care of caulking the roof. They do the water lines. They blow all the water out, put in the RV antifreeze, and you are good to go to store your unit for the winter. They offer coffee and donuts, apple cider, door prizes, giveaways, all kinds of things happening while you're there waiting inside while they take care of your unit. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Again, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then again, next Friday and Saturday, they're only going to do it for 2 days, October 25th and 26th. Again, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You heard it on the radio. And get your unit ready to go for winter storage. One of the other things that I'm looking at that caught my eye in Lansing, and this is kind of interesting, as we've been monitoring these lawsuits, Jocelyn Benson lost number 10 last week. Of course, the mainstream media not talking about it in any way, shape, or form. Being told that they must compare signatures on the outside of these absentee ballots to the poll books. If the signatures don't match, then those ballots need to be set aside and adjudicated. comparing signatures is part of our election laws. It must be done. That's why it's so critically important that we have clerks that understand the laws and do it the right way, not based on what Jocelyn Benson tells them to do. Her executive directives was reversed in court, and according to the judge, signatures must be compared. So if you're a clerk listening out there, or you know somebody who is a clerk, let them know. These absentee ballots are starting to come in, and people are saying that they are wanting their ballots counted in the system the right way. Well, if there are illegal ballots being submitted because signatures aren't being compared and they don't, that could offset your vote. Talk to the clerks and make sure they understand this is a priority. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The career technical education programs, instead of perhaps going to college to earn a normal associate's degree or bachelor's degree at a university or a college, people are looking at alternative programs. Career technical education programs have been increasing. The number of students choosing to go this route, resulting in a steady rise in the number of people completing these programs. In fact, the numbers have now risen above the pre-China virus pandemic levels, according to the Michigan Department of Education. Director Selena Mills, director of the Office of Career and Technical Education, said the numbers while speaking to the State Board of Education. Students who have completed these CTE programs are reporting getting bigger paychecks once they graduate. We know that overall, students who participate in career technical education outcomes, not just right after high school, but further down the road, Mills said, have a much better quality of life. During the presentation, Mills said that 112,156 students enrolled in career technical education programs during the 2023-2024 school year. This was higher than the peak number they had reached obtained back in 2019 through 2020, just prior to the China virus pandemic. The 2024 numbers accounted for 25% of all the students now enrolled in college programs that are being presented for career technical education areas. In 2024, so far this year, 52,625 CTE students finished their programs and were able to get a skills or trade certificate. The amount was a step up from the 2019-2020 peak of only 50,416, so roughly 2,200 more students completed their respective programs this year. Mills highlighted the areas in Michigan that had low participation in these type of programs, which tended to be in more rural areas of mid-Michigan, northern Michigan, and the Upper Peninsula. Basically, our listening area. State Superintendent Michael Rice said that the CTE programs were important to help some students realize why school is important, and to learn what they may want to do for a career as opposed to just getting a normal four-year degree from the university. Rice said, we call on the legislature and governor to help us eliminate CTE opportunity gaps in Michigan by expanding CTE with more funding, in encouraging additional partnerships with businesses and industry to support these programs and offer perhaps work-based learning opportunities to these students. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared October College Month in Michigan to push for her 60 by 30 program. Governor's goal is resulting in 60% of the state's residents having a degree or certificate by 2030. Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, the MyLEAP bureaucratic department that Governor Gretchen Whitmer created, has taken over much of the higher education portion from the Department of Education, stating that MyLEAP would be pushing the community college guarantee, which was announced over the summer. MyLEAP Director Beverly Walker Griffia said, every person deserves the opportunity to pursue higher education and to build a better future for themselves and their families. So again, very much pushing these alternatives. got a text message from Tim Tarjeft. He's running for school board there in Sheboygan to be reelected. When our jobs and industries short-sightedly shipped overseas, those jobs, well, if they return to America, we will need a deep pool of candidates prepared to move into those skilled trades at all levels. CTE is crucial for the USA's industrial manufacturing future. So, if you know a young person, and they've been okay in school, they've done their best, they're graduating, perhaps this coming spring, summer, you need to have a conversation with them about alternatives other than college or four-year degree universities. The potential, job potential for so many of these trades, folks, are a huge opportunity for students that may not, number one, want to go into debt for a four-year degree. I cannot believe the cost, the amount of money they are ending up in debt to get these degrees and, quite frankly, not even able to get a good paying job once they do graduate. So, the alternative is perhaps training in technical programs, in the trades, in different areas where they can get this type of training, get this type of certificate, and end up with a very good paying job. I know many companies in Northern Michigan are looking to hire these skilled trade certificate graduates. So it's something you might want to share with them as an alternative to a regular four-year degree. If you know a young person that's looking at it, well, give them this information. Now, one particular race that has talked about manufacturing, has talked about specifically this type of training, this type of experience necessary to fill jobs, falls into manufacturing. Well, on the campaign trail, one of the candidates out there talking about it, down in Warren, Michigan, Macomb County, right in the heart of the Reagan Democrats, Vice President nominee Tim Walz, during a labor-focused campaign stop in Macomb County, Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz made quote of the day from MERS News Service. He said, all that former President Donald Trump knows about manufacturing is manufacturing BS every time they show up, to the loud support from the crowd there attending the event. He criticized Trump for awarding federal contracts and tax exemptions to companies that relocated jobs outside to the United States. Excuse me? You're talking about Biden. You're not talking about Trump. He went on to say that Trump was asleep at the wheel when China took advantage of shifting American manufacturing jobs. Additionally, Walz tried making the case that Harris-Walz White House would be accommodating for innovation among both electric vehicles as well as internal combustion vehicles. Some of these plants are going to produce electric vehicles, Walz said. But here's my take on so many of these things. It should just be your choice. We need to make those choices affordable and available to people. Nobody's mandating anything. If you want to drive like I do, he talked about his 1979 International Harvester Scout. Well, sure as heck, knock yourself out and drive it. But others are choosing electric vehicles. Really? Tim? Where? Down south, sunny Florida, perhaps sunny parts of Texas, Alabama, Southern California, Arizona. You get north of 40, dude, nobody's buying electric vehicles. And here's the proof. Ford announced that they're cutting back production of electric vehicles here in Michigan. Laying off workers, choosing to go in a different direction. While speaking at the Macomb County Community College Advanced Technology Center, which currently houses manufacturing and skilled trade education programs. Behind Waltz during the remarks was a cluster of Michiganders dressed in neon construction yellow apparel displaying hard hats. Made in America and Union Yes, holding Harris Waltz signs. Well, here are some numbers according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Manufacturing jobs in the United States have fallen more than 19.5 million, down to 12.8 million. Between June of 79 and beginning the Trump administration through June of 2019. During that time frame, manufacturing had gone from representing 22% of non-farm jobs down to 9%. Well, meanwhile, looking at the statistics from Biden-Harris, exactly the same trend continued. In terms of 2020 gross production manufacturing, the Center for Economic Policy Research, a think tank, reported that China accounted for 35% of that production, while the U.S. followed with 12%, Japan with 6%. Another country you have to factor in, Mexico. Morgan Stanley, the investment banking company, said the nearshoring of jobs is projected to raise Mexican manufacturing exports to the U.S. from $455 billion to $609 billion per year over the next five-year period. Again, foreign production. Waltz mentioned Trump's God Bless the USA Bible that the Associated Press reported earlier this month. 120,000 copies that were actually printed and manufactured in China. Perhaps he didn't notice the Made in China sticker, Walt said, but it is there if you look for it. So again, trying to get the union support in Macomb County. Well, one little problem. He didn't mention the fact that Stellantis announced in August it's going to lay off 2,450 workers from its Dodge truck Ram truck assembly plant. Overall, more than 76,000 people in Macomb County work in the automotive engineering, design, technical, and skilled trade industries. See how they're spinning it? Trying to get the union support. Why? Because many of them are supporting Donald Trump. I'm the Hour News of Hour Number 3. We'll be right back.